You are listening to Salty Believer Unscripted, a conversation on Christian ministry and the Christian life.
This is Salty Believer Unscripted. I'm Josiah Walker.
I'm Brian Catherman.
And I'm Robbie the Intern.
Yay! Welcome back to this side of the microphone, Robbie the Intern.
It's good to be here. Good to be here.
What are we doing?
We're taking a road trip. Taking the podcast with us. Okay. We're going to go down to the... What's it called?
The Utah Christian Research Center.
The Utah Christian Research Center.
Yeah.
And we're going to go take a look at it. It's brand new. Joe, tell us a little bit about the Lighthouse Christian Ministries.
Sandra Tanner ran that with her husband, right?
Yep.
And that was in Salt Lake. Lots of resources. We used to send mission teams there all the time to kind of get some information and find out a little more about Mormonism.
She was kind of the matriarch of Mormon apologetics. A lot of things either cite her. She's been highly involved. She had just about every book, every resource, everything you could find in this little tiny house.
Right.
But what happened?
Well, she retired. You know, apparently people do that. And so Eric Johnson, who we've had on the podcast before, I think got like a grant. Got some funding.
He got a grant or something. And Bill McKeever and a bunch of other folks. Yeah. Mormon Research Ministries guys and God Love Mormons guys, I think. I don't know who all's involved. We're going to go find out.
So they opened a new center down in Draper, about 20, 30 minutes from our studios here at Salty Believer Unscripted. So we're going to go check it out. But what
Robbie, hold on really quick. Have you seen the videos?
Yes.
What do you think? What are you looking forward to? What have you seen? So we've seen some introductory videos. Here's books, library, artifacts, old Bibles. What are you looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, when I first saw the videos, I was not expecting to see like a museum kind of approach of what it looks like, the different artifacts and all kind of stuff. So I'm excited to see that. I think that'd be pretty
cool. I'm kind of excited to see all the old Bibles. So it's not just a thing about Mormonism, but it's a center for defending your faith and understanding how we got here, all that kind of stuff.
I'm all about that, and I'm glad we're going. But Brian, why would our listeners care? Why would those outside of Utah want to know what we're doing?
That's a pretty good question. That's fair. There's a couple things they can do. One, they can come on a mission trip here and work with churches.
Sure.
Just like we have lots and lots of people do. Or if they're coming through, they can plan a visit if, you know, if this is something they want to see and understand and get a little bit of insight. So they have that opportunity.
That's a good
They can come
point.
On a mission trip and come and go. Or there's a website that they can go see, and there's a bunch of resources there. I think the key here is just understanding that Mormonism, the LDS religion, is complicated, and there are various resources beyond just a YouTube video here and there. And so we're going to go check it out.
I do forget that we have 5 national parks here, and that could be a nice little stop on a family vacation.
That's a reason a lot of people come. Or if we have LDS listeners, this is a good source to find answers to questions. If you're in the area, go visit. Mm-hmm. There's a library there that we're going to go see. I guess we'll see if it meets our expectations. It's a library of kind of all the resources of the LDS Church, periodicals, magazines, books that have been published over the years. So that might be a good place to go do some research.
Yeah.
That might be a good place to get questions answered. I don't know. So I've told you guys that we're going to take a road trip and go down and see it before our mission teams come. So I thought, let's take the podcast on the road again. It went well last time. Let's do it again.
I'm excited. This is like when Mr. Rogers went to the Crayola factory and I got to go along.
This is just like when Mr. Rogers went to the Crayola factory and you got to go along, which is why we're bringing Robbie the intern along with us.
Well, buckle up, listeners. Here we go. Well, hey, listeners, we're here at site in the Utah Christian Research Center studios.
Literally, it's a studio.
He has a studio room here at the center. And so we're just on site, kind of while everything's fresh in our minds, just talking about kind of our favorite pieces. Robbie, the intern, what was your favorite piece?
Well, what did we see? I want to hear what was your favorite piece, but you want to walk? Give us like a walkthrough.
We
just walked through a pretty hefty tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's just walk through it visually. Robbie, give us what do we hit first?
We saw the LDS research room to the right. We saw some archaeological evidence of the Bible.
Tons of stuff, little pots, a lot of archaeological evidence.
Yeah.
That research room, I thought, man, if you're doing a PhD, that would be the place to work. They have everything there. That library is amazing. What did he call it? The Sandra Tanner Research Room or something? Library. That was amazing.
That was great. And then they had all these resources on the Bible, like so many translations and pages from the early manuscripts.
Scrolls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one that's like going to mold and be ruined. Yeah. Like super old stuff. I mean, it's like a museum.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then the Bible history stuff.
Yep.
The old Bibles.
Yep.
Then where do we go for? Then the bookstore.
Yeah.
Tons of book stuff.
Tons of resources
down the
there.
Hallway. I'm trying to just, I can't even keep track of what all we so went into.
How we got the English Bible today, the translation.
That was good.
Yeah.
And then the back section's got like a classroom thing.
Yeah.
But then a ton of actual LDS stuff, translation stuff, history stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting to see the Book of Abraham pieces. Not just, I mean, this was really helpful. Like, here's what Joseph Smith drew in, but here's what was actually there. But here, it was really
it's
helpful.
It's one thing to kind of read about these things and know they exist. It's another to see them or see copies of them or see things on the wall. It just brings it to life.
All right. So, Robbie, what was your favorite part?
Probably lifting the plates. That was pretty fun.
That was, yeah.
They had some examples of that.
Because you could show off your mighty strength.
Sure. Yeah.
That was awesome.
No.
Josiah, how about you? Favorite part?
I loved all the resources in their library that you can photocopy a look like and just research and look
at.
The
computer and
the
desk. You
can't check them out, I don't think, but you can. They had a ton of resources that you can kind of do some research with.
I really liked the Bible piece. Starting actually from the Old Testament scrolls, some issues with Dead Sea, some transmission, and seeing scrolls that are 200 and 300 and 400 years old, and then seeing facsimiles of certain pieces, life-size facsimiles, the Cyrus cylinder, and the I mean, that was really cool. And then actually seeing how the transmission of the Bible in English, that was really, I liked it a lot. Some of those old Bibles.
The
some
Geneva really, Bible they had there.
Really cool old Bibles.
I really like the explanation on the Isaiah scroll or copy that they have. That was really cool.
Yeah. I like that a lot. That was, I mean, it's one thing to read about in a book. It's another to even know some of the things they said, this is a facsimile.
Right.
Obviously. I mean, they're not going to have some of these papyrus, you know, that are from the first and second century or second century. But I like that. And then the actual old Bibles, I found that to be incredibly informative. And then Eric Johnson on the tour.
So much knowledge.
Too much. I mean, that guy could probably do a 5-day tour if you let him.
Man, it's drinking from a fire hose. Just he's so full of knowledge and expertise on this subject. A
lot of resources here. Stuff you could buy, stuff that was free.
Yeah.
The bookstore stuff is loaded.
Yeah, they had some free resources too that you can take.
I saw Robbie pick up a couple of things. Yep. Yeah. I saw that. Okay, so if people are interested, you got the websites, right?
Yeah.
So Utah Center. What's the center?
Utah Christian Research Center.com.
And then these guys work with or are a part of Mormon Research Ministries, which obviously they're not leading out with all that because they're trying to reach LDS people.
Yeah.
But MRM.org.
Correct. Right?
So lots of resources there. Yeah. You know, and hopefully they're able to really reach the kinds of people they're working on reaching as far as defending your faith, understanding your faith. I found it really helpful.
Yeah.
So we're planning on bringing our mission teams here, right?
Yeah. I'm excited to come back.
Yeah, you got to come back with the interns.
I feel like I need to come back and take in more of it. So definitely worth the stop.
All right. So we probably can't keep using, and they actually have a studio. There's cameras. And they let us use their studio. Radio equipment. They do a radio program and a TV. They do a lot of stuff.
For sure.
Okay. So we don't want to take up their studio. Maybe we'll do a recap once we get back to our studio, which is not this nice.
Yeah. I don't know how much studio time I could pay for here. So hold on with us as we head back to the Salty Believer Studios, and we'll pick it up from there. Welcome back, listeners. We're back at the studios. We're in our auxiliary studio today.
auxiliary studio.
Meaning we're in a back classroom here at our church. But what a day. This has been quite interesting and informative for me.
There's a lot of information there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you some questions now that we're thinking about it. So if you live in the Salt Lake area, Eric said 70%?
Yeah, 70% of Utah lives about an hour away from that.
An hour or less away. Yeah. Okay, so if you live in the Utah area, how much time, what would you go, if you live in that, there's a bookstore there.
Yeah.
Would you say you would go there, you anticipate, apart from like with the mission trips, going back there to buy books or things?
Yeah, I think that's a great resource to support a local ministry here and buy books. That, I mean, you could maybe buy some of those on Amazon, but to actually see them. And I like to actually physically touch a book
so they
and
have
check
a
it
lot
out.
Of the, they have a lot of the apologetic type things you don't... that Sandra Tanner used to put together. Yep. Those, you know, they have like a yellow or blue cover.
Yeah.
They have some booklets and pamphlets, a lot of free material. So there's that. But would you... How much time, like if someone were interested in hanging out there, what would you say?
I feel like you could easily spend 45 minutes, an hour, a couple hours there, depending on how much you wanted to look at and take in. Because like we mentioned before, like he's got a lot of free resources that you can grab that you can take home. He's got resources there that you can peruse while you're there from their library. And then he's also got books and things that you can take and buy from the bookstore. So
I was thinking of a young man who's connected with our ministry, who's since moved and gone into the military, I have to imagine he would have loved that research area. I mean, he would have spent so much time there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it feels like the rabbit hole where you could spend a ton of time there. Even while we were there, we were running into some people that I think come by regularly.
Yeah,
to kind of look at stuff. And
yeah, I was noticing that too. Like, it's a research area. So that's, it is in their name.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's...
So if you want to do some research, there's time to do that. So that's
the people who live in the area. If someone were, say, taking a vacation, would you say, like, would you recommend, hey, if this is a topic you're interested in, book a couple hours and go down and check it out?
Yeah, I would plan on half a day, you know, maybe before lunch or after lunch, especially if you're there and he has time to kind of give you a tour of some things.
How about if you're not really that interested in the LDS stuff? Like, if you were interested in the Bibles, would you send someone there to check out the old Bibles, the scrolls, the artifacts? Because it was like a little museum.
No, you could spend an hour on the Bible stuff alone, just really looking at those artifacts. Because we saw them at the beginning.
An hour on the stuff alone.
And I felt like I barely got to see it. Like, it's the kind of thing where I think I could go back there a couple times.
Read through a lot of stuff. It was good. Would you take your daughter there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think it's informative, especially for people who live in Utah, because sometimes we just kind of take for granted that Mormonism's here and it's part of our ethos, but we don't really spend time to step back and really look at what they believe and what the history of the church is.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about how much my kids would probably like the... So all those artifacts were from Jerusalem and archaeological digs in the area.
Yeah.
The Dead Sea Scroll stuff. I mean, none of that has to do with LDS stuff at all.
No, there's a ton of
Bible stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was... I think Daniel, for sure, would really like that. I think my kids would like that.
I mean, my daughter's in public school, and her history class has been going through the Reformation and stuff. It'd be great to go say, hey, look at all these old Bibles.
Here's the Geneva Bible.
Yeah.
Here's where the King James thing happened here, and here's some other translations and the gaps. I think that was... That was really interesting. So you would encourage people to come.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So you're leading our mission. We have a couple of weeks at the church where we pastor, where we have different people coming out, mission team stuff. We are sending our mission teams down there. Are they going to have enough time? You think you got it booked out?
Man, I don't know. I think they're going to leave wanting more, but I think it'll be enough to kind of get their brains thinking and really just, it'll be really informative for them, I think. I think that'll be good because we blocked out a couple hours for our mission teams.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be a helpful time for
them. Because we
were
down there for a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't, you could be down there for a lot more. And it's free. I think people need to know it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
So let's just maybe give the website again.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's UtahChristianResearchCenter.com. And it looked like on the door they were open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5. And they had shorter hours on Saturday, I believe.
I would encourage go to the website because who knows what's going to happen.
This could be totally wrong. But, but definitely worth a drive. If you're in Utah and in the area, or if you're coming on vacation, plan some time to just stop there and at least support that business and take a look around.
Yeah.
Because there's really definitely good. Interesting things to look at.
I would just maybe end on this. If you are even remotely interested in defending your faith, knowing how to defend your faith, understanding the validity of the Bible, the transmission of the biblical record, or just apologetic stuff, there's a lot of that there. I would encourage that would be something worth looking into.
Absolutely.
LDS or not. And then if you're curious, if you're listening to this and you're LDS, there's a lot of really interesting information there that might be worth taking a look into. If you have questions, that would be a good place to find some answers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anything else?
No. Thanks for coming along on this journey with us. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. Salty Believer Unscripted is a production of saltybeliever.com. Visit the website to find more resources, like the podcast you've just listened to.